Republicans in New Jersey hold an important primary election tomorrow. Three candidates will compete for the chance to snap a long losing streak and become the first New Jersey Republican to win a U.S. Senate seat in 30 years. Such a victory could possibly restore Republican control of the Senate, which Democrats now hold by one vote. The winner of tomorrow's New Jersey Republican primary will face off in November against Democratic incumbent Robert Torricelli. Torricelli has been beset by inquiries arising from his ties to a now-imprisoned campaign contributor. Still, not one well-known Republican is running to unseat Torricelli. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner reports from Trenton.
A campaign ad on New Jersey radios reminds listeners that in 1972, Hawaii Five-O was tops on TV, while Led Zeppelin was just releasing Stairway to Heaven.
1972 sure seems like a long time ago, but that's exactly how long it's been since a Republican from New Jersey was elected to the United States Senate. But now, people from all across New Jersey are starting to believe this is the year it can happen again. In fact, when you consider that Bob Torricelli is the opposition, this is the year it must happen again.
The ad was paid for by wealthy businessman Doug Forster, one of three Republicans who hoped to oust Torricelli. Two state senators, Diane Allen and John Matheson, are also running in the primary. But unlike Torricelli, none of the three Republicans is known to much of New Jersey.
Am I that familiar with them? No, I am not, frankly.
This Republican voter who declined to give his name was not even aware of tomorrow's primary. A major problem for New Jersey Republicans is that the state is trending toward the Democrats. Al Gore won here in 2000 by 16 percentage points, and Jim McGreevy easily took the governorship from Republicans last fall. Ingrid Reed, who directs a state politics program at Rutgers University, says the roster of political unknowns signals a state GOP in disarray.
The party has really suffered some losses, especially last year in the gubernatorial campaign. I think that the party itself is not as well organized as it should be to take advantage of this opportunity.
And Republican consultant Steve Salmer of Fairleigh Dickinson University acknowledges it has not been easy finding candidates willing to challenge Torricelli, who spent $15 million on his last campaign and likely will spend at least that much on this one.
He's known as a very effective and aggressive campaigner, and anyone running against him can expect a very hard-hitting, some might say vicious, campaign, which a number of people don't have the stomach for.
Doug Forster, the contender considered most likely to win tomorrow, says he jumped into the race when he realized the GOP's big names, such as former Governor Tom Kaine, seemed to be giving Torricelli a free pass.
Those who have been engaged with Mr. Torricelli in the past, whether campaigning against him or just trying to work with him, have found it to be an unusually unpleasant endeavor. But I happen to think somebody needs to do it, so I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is and do it.
So far, Forster has kicked in more than $3 million of his own money buying radio and TV ads and mailing glossy forest green flyers. He's had far more exposure than either of his rivals, who've raised only a fraction of what he's spent. But the candidate who's won endorsements from the area's big newspapers is former TV anchor and New Jersey State Senator Diane Allen.
I'm probably one of the most fiscally conservative Republicans in the state legislature, but on social issues, I probably skew a little bit more moderate.
And while polls show Allen doing better than either of her rivals against Torricelli, the Democratic incumbent still enjoys a comfortable lead. New Jersey Republican National Committeeman David Norcross admits it's a tough race ahead.
Beating Bob Torricelli is not going to be easy for anybody. He's got a lot of experience. He is a very, very savvy campaigner. But he is, in my judgment, very vulnerable.
And whoever wins tomorrow's GOP primary will have a lot of catching up to do to rival the renown of the senator everyone here knows as the Torch. David Wellner, NPR News, Trenton, New Jersey.